So hi everybody, it's Michelle and this is Practical Applications call number 3. And this call is about speaking, but we're going to finish off the work about networking from last time as well in order to really start with the best foundation possible. As we do, we're going to begin in Shavasana. So you can have camera on or camera off for this part, if you whatever you choose, and find a space where you can lie down, always at the beginning of our calls. And if you can't lie down, then you can be in seated meditation. If you're driving or attending to some other task, please make sure you pull over, let the other task go, so that all of your focused attention is here. What we do is cumulative over the year. And as we practice focused attention at the beginning of each call, it translates into everything that we do in our business and in our lives. And to really grow our companies and grow our lives requires focused attention, eliminating all the distractions. And Shavasana teaches us right in our bodies how to do that. So lying down on your back, make sure there's nothing close to you. So get rid of distractions. Don't be bumping up against the wall or a desk. Create space for yourself. The practice is a metaphor as well. Can you create space for yourself in your business and your life? Make sure that your head is supported. Most of us need a pillow or a folded blanket beneath the head so that the chin is lower than or level with the forehead. Make sure you take that head support and put it so that it's touching the shoulders but does not go underneath the shoulders. If the head support just goes to the head but not the neck, your Shavasana will not go as deep. So head and neck fully supported. Lying on your back, bend both knees, and then take the flesh of the buttocks, and you can actually use your hands to do this. Move the flesh of the buttocks toward the heels and make space through the low back. So no big giant wow in the low back, right? Make space through the low back. Then extend one leg out and then the other. You can slide the heels along the floor to do so. And then release the baby toes to the earth and the rest of the toes follow. Let the legs be a comfortable distance apart so that the hips can feel relaxed and the legs can release. Take the arms now and bend the elbows and dig the elbows into the ground. And as you do so, lift and open the chest, opening the heart center. So we're physically opening the heart. And Father Joe, a very well-known Iyengar teacher from India, he says, when we open our hearts, we're not just opening the physical heart, we're opening our hearts and thereby the heart of the world. So dig the elbows in, open the heart center, and then release the arms to the earth. Let the arms be in a low V, palms up position. So the arms are straight. They make a V with the body, about 30 degrees away from the body. Then let the hands relax. The fingers gently curl when our hands are relaxed. If our hands are perpetually stretched, just note that. You're carrying tension, some kind of disempowering story. When we're lying down and we're relaxed, the fingers, not because we try to, but because that's what naturally happens, the fingers curl of their own accord. And then softly close the eyes and let the gaze behind closed eyes be down toward the heart center, so long as that doesn't create any hardness, so long as that's comfortable for you. So eyes toward the heart center and let the eyes sink back toward the back brain. Let the eyes sink back. Let the ears recede back. It's as though ears and eyes meet at a point at the back brain, letting the mind become quiet. Scan the body for any tension. And where you find tension, breathe into that spot. Just let it go. What's your breath like right here, right now? Let the mind focus on the movements of the breath. Letting go of any other thoughts that arise. It's unimportant right now. You can return to them later. Just let them go. Let them fade away due to lack of attention to them. Because you're training your focus one-pointed on this movement of this breath here and now. Have you paid attention to this breath? How could we expect to listen to someone in a strategy session or pay attention to the subtle movements in an audience when we're on stage if we don't even know our own breath? Watch the breath. Is it deep or shallow? Ragged or smooth? Are you breathing more into one lung than the other? Without judgment, just see what is. What's the breath like today? This breath, it's a gift. When we're running around so much, you don't even let the breath complete. It's short, shallow breathing, but don't try to change. Just notice what the breath is. Don't try to change it. Can we be with what is without needing to change it in the moment? Just observing. And often, just as we focus on the breath, not because we're trying, but of its own accord, the breath will deepen. Be more ease in the breath. Can you feel that? Notice what is without judgment. Where is your breath today? Watch the breath. And let each breath take you deeper and deeper into silence. Can you feel it? Sometimes this happens when we focus on the breath. And actually be here. It's like the hands melt into the floor, the legs release down, the line between us and it starts to dissolve. No lines, just releasing, as though you're being breathed by the universe. Be the breath. And then knowing that soon you'll be coming out of Shavasana. It begins just with thought that soon you will move. No need to react, just a thought. Separating out thought and action. Then allow the breath to deepen. Place the hands on the torso. Feel the gentle movement of breath. Breath is a gift. Can you feel it? Bend the knees. Slowly roll to the right side. Support your head with your upper arm and wait. Can you be in this in-between place without holding on to what was? Or striving toward what is about to be, being in that in-between place on your side, just breathing, nothing else happening, just that. When you open your eyes, let your gaze be soft, unfocused, just a few inches ahead of you on the floor. And then use your hands, slowly press yourself up to sitting. And come to our virtual circle. And video on whenever you can. Working to carve that space out for yourself, trusting that there is space, that you can create space, that you can be fully present. Because if you're fully present here, you can be that out there too. How you do anything is how you do everything. Can you be fully present here? Hi, Yvonne, first one up. So video cameras on whenever you can. And as you're returning to the circle, let's hear from one or two of you. There might be 1,000 things that we don't like, but what's the one thing that was juicy, the one thing that was beautiful? We trained that practice, the one thing that I loved, because the world becomes more and more of that when that's where we focus and we can let the rest drift away, just fade away. What did you love in today's practice? Were you awake? Were we alive together so that each practice is different, each time something new, and not needing it to be one way or another? Just noticing what is. So what did you love here? Who would like to share first? Yeah, I can see three of you. So it's like one of you three, I think. Who wants to share first? Yvonne, thank you.
I'm in Dallas right now. I just got here yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to peel myself away from the pool. and so that made me actually a little late, and I just decided to do a seating meditation and really listening to my body, to what felt comfortable and what wasn't. And so I had to adjust a few times to get to that space where I was, and being okay with that. It wasn't 100% perfect, it was just good.
So much to learn for our companies in that. I arrive late, no big deal. I do it this way. Others are doing it that way. That doesn't matter. And then in the moment, I'm listening and adjusting. When we do that for our companies, it changes everything. We learn so much from this practice. Thank you. Beautiful, Yvonne. Let's hear one more. What did you love this time? Really great practice, too, if you go, well, I didn't love any of it. Because you know, there's something and you can find it. Go ahead, Grace.
For me, I was, before we got on the call, I was reviewing a contract that I need to sign, an agreement. So I was very detailed and focused, and I was interrupted by a salesperson at my office that I was very congenial with, let go. And so in the practice, my mind was still rolling, but it gave me the discipline to go back and refocus on my breathing and refocus on my breathing. My mind would shift and then I'd refocus on the breathing. So I enjoyed the discipline of that focus.
And you know, discipline is sometimes a word that I don't often use that word discipline, but sometimes I really like it. And I like it in exactly the way you used it, Grace. I putting those words together, I enjoyed the discipline. Isn't that funny? A lot of people wouldn't put those words together. Enjoyed the discipline of focus. And then I can go from this contract to this salesperson, paying full attention over there, and then the discipline of focus here, and then I'm going to bring that into the next task. And our companies move so much faster with that ability. Really freaking awesome. Thank you. All right. I feel like I haven't seen you guys in 5,000 million years. I miss y'all. So, and you know how sometimes like lots happens in a day and sometimes it seems like nothing at all. So much has happened. It feels like a year's worth of things have happened since we last had a chance to be together. And so, and hopefully you had a chance to make use of that in connection calls with each other, posting on the Facebook forum. I got a chance to catch up with some of it this morning. You guys are posting great stuff. It's so beautiful. So keep it coming. The wins and the shares and the connections with each other. It's so beautiful. Remember that Facebook is open 24/7. So you can always go there to give support, to receive support, to make a post. If you post at, I was going to say, if you post at 4 a.m, maybe nobody will be there. But if you're at 4 a.m. in my time zone, Calgary, Sergio might well be there. It's like practically the middle of this day, or probably is, right? And so we're in different time zones and different spaces. So remember that you've got that source of support for yourself. So it's so great to see it. And thanks, I saw that, Cindy. So I would love to hear, as we begin, a couple of wins. What's rolling for you in this time? And hopefully you're making use of the resources too. Actually, one more thing I want to say. Jasmine. And hi, I know you're listening in the recordings when you're not here live. You know, I think you're off grid right now. So Jasmine posted, did you all see it in Facebook? She said, I'm what is 10 days, 11 days or something, totally off grid. So what should I do? And she said, one of the things I did was download the 30 hours of content and story that I found in Story Freedom Academy. We have put a lot there to serve you over the years. So when we don't have a call, again, connection calls with others, checking with Story Freedom Academy and all the resources that are there, taking action on some of those things that you want to implement from everything that we're learning here. So I hope you've, you know, moving projects forward to doing, making offers. If we don't make offers, we don't have a company. So lots of ways to move your life and your company forward. So, and I'd love to hear some of those ways that, you know, what's been happening for you. So let's hear a couple of wins. Yes, Cindy, you're so ready for that. So it's like, wait till she finishes talking about that other stuff. I've got it right here, right? Love it, Cindy, go.
Yeah, I actually have two wins that are exciting for me. And one of them is that, you know, I've been trying to get my practice online, and I attended a webinar that gave me a ton of ideas on how to actually accomplish that. So I have spent the last couple of weeks really working on that, and it's coming together beautifully. And like I posted, I finished the first section of it. And then that same day, I had a potential client email me. So I was able to send him the online scheduling and registration stuff. And it just went beautifully. And we met online and had the strategy session online. And he's moving forward with us.
Cindy, freaking awesome. I'm so happy for you. So proud of you. Congratulations. Build it. The person's there. We do the strategy session. They come. It's just like fabulous. Yeah.
What's that? It was the same day. The day that I got that one piece, that first piece ready, he emailed me. I was able to send it out. In fact, I had a couple friends of mine test it real quick just before I sent it out to him that same day.
Take the actions and trust. And I so love that. I find that so often happens with me, with you guys, with people that I know as well. Like when we take the action, things happen, and it often comes in from left field. Was it because, is there a logical way that, you know, the scientists could measure that, say, well, I put that up, and so therefore he, you know, saw that, and therefore, but I just, it just happens. We build it.
It wasn't even up. I was ready to hit publish when he emailed me, and I go, okay, I got my first test run on it.
Fantastic, Cindy. So happy for you. Build it. They come. Just trusting. It's in line. It's really, really beautiful, and you can feel the alignment inside you, in and around all that. So beautiful. Thank you. Love it. Let's hear one more. Oh, you have two. I thought that was the two.
No, it was all one.
Fantastic. Like that whole ball of, yeah, that really could be 10 wins. You all heard that?
There were multiple wins inside that one.
Love that. And so what's your second win?
The second win is that last Saturday, my dog won his class, winner's dog, best of winners, best of breed, to finish his AKC champion with a bang.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Congratulations.
So he's now a dual champion, and he gets to be at home with me now.
Oh my goodness. We do the work. It even touches our dogs. Mm-hmm. Fantastic, Cindy. So very happy for you. So very happy for your dog and your new client and your this is really beautiful, beautiful work, and the fruit of so much that you've put into here. Like it just, I look at you, and it's one of those days where I look at you and go, where are you and what did you do with that, Cindy? And where did you put it? Even though you were, I guess, technically a couple of years older than when we started doing this work, it's like you're 10 years younger. If somebody knew Cindy from before, can you see that in her? You're 10 years younger than you were 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking awesome. There's a deep alignment there and movement and wins. And, you know, you've done the work and the play here in such beautiful ways. Love it, Cindy. Thank you. Let's hear one more who has a win to share. Yeah, Mary Kay, and then Dottie. Go ahead, Mary Kay.
Okay, so I've been with several groups of people within the past 10 days, and I just started just playing around with talking about sort of my new focus in a different way, just loving presence. And I was just playing, and I have people asking to work with me. Except I don't have anything set up for them right now.
Mary Kay, you are our poster child for that, our poster woman for that. I love that. I mean, will you please, if you haven't yet, please send me that in writing. I quote you anonymously sometimes. It's like, I'm just playing, and they come here to work with me. I don't even have it ready yet. Like, and people out there in the world would go like, well, cry me a river. This is a luxury problem to have and a beautiful, beautiful win. I love it. Thank you, Mary Kay. And that, I was just playing. Y'all heard that, right? I was just playing. And then they're asking me for this. Beautiful. Thank you. Love it. I'm pausing a little bit because Cindy is like, oh, that's just part one. I didn't want to cut you off. Mary Kay, you're good. That's more than enough. Thank you. Dottie, you have a win to share. Oh, and you're muted. Don't forget.
The win I wanted to share is that at 8:15 this morning, a star for me. I'm not I don't get goo-goo meeting senators or congressmen, but I am goo-goo. I don't know, gaga, whatever. Was that right word?
It's all perfect. We got it.
Over, like, superstars that have really, really achieved something. And this morning, I signed up for a class with Jonathan Levi, and he is like the quick super learning. And I expected to get an assistant, and it was him. And even starting this class, I really need. I've had learning disabilities, and I really need to be as sharp as I can. And I really think this is going to help me. And to get the real teacher, I cried. It was like I think a lot of times I don't feel very important, and I felt important.
Mm.
And I just was so excited.
Mm.
And he really liked me and said, I'm gonna coach you, mm-hmm. and you're gonna be able to do it. And so don't worry. Mm. And it was just beautiful.
Beautiful, Dottie. I love it. And I love the clarity and simplicity of what you're sharing here. When you say things like, lots of times I don't feel important and I felt important. Could you all feel the, wait, I'm gonna mute you for a second, feedback. Could you all feel the, depth and clarity and the realness and Dottie's heart. It's just these simple things that you're saying, but that you're sharing that are so profound that really make us hear why that matters so much and how it matters so profoundly to you and to hear the transformation that's happening in you. Beautiful words, beautifully spoken. And I kind of want to say, who are you and what have you done with the Dottie of just a few weeks ago? Can, if you understand what I'm saying in this, in just a couple of weeks here of practical applications, if you understand why I just said that, raise your hand. Who are you and what have you done with the, and Dottie's raising her hand too. Freaking awesome, Dottie. I love it. And by the way, Dottie, yeah, go ahead. Unmute yourself because you took another leap.
And what I wanted to share, Michelle, is as I was speaking to Jonathan this morning, I'm like, I was a little upset that I cried without crying, meaning to cry. And I started crying and I said, Dottie, remember, Michelle helped me with a huge insight, which was that I run a story of having a lot of tragedy. Mm-hmm. And And so I'm like, don't do that, Dottie. Get yourself together. Mm-hmm. And just the practice of, no, I'm not going to run that shitty story anymore. And I'm not going to run it with this man right here. And that was just so, so wonderful. I never knew that I had a story inside of me of tragedy.
And, you know, here's the thing. What happens is we don't know, but the world ends up knowing. Even if they don't know consciously, they know unconsciously. And it doesn't matter. You can spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in systems and structures and processes. And this thing can just throw a wrench into all of it. And none of it, we don't have access to any of it. And conversely, when we actually find out the stories that are running, we can make a shift that is so profound. It touches on every areas of our company, of our lives. So Dottie, fantastic. And also, are you okay if I share of the leap that you just made with them? Yes, okay. Yvonne is smiling. A couple of years later. Wait, I can't hear you. I'm going to unmute you again. Go ahead, Dottie.
I said, I'm not sure what you're talking about, but this is my group. And yes, you may share anything about me.
Yeah, because I think it happened since the last call, didn't it?
Well, I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Because you used to be, you were in practical applications, but you leapt into a longer journey.
I'm sorry, Michelle. I can't understand what you're saying. What'd you say?
You used to be here and just in practical applications, but you left in for a longer journey. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, right. I'm going to mute your line just because there's feedback. So, Dottie, after the last call, do you all remember the last call? She's going like, Michelle, how do I work with you for a year? Do you remember that? So what did I do? We got on a call. Hang on, I've got you muted again. Go ahead, Dottie.
I hate to tell you all how generous in time she was with me. She had a discovery call that I would put up against anybody. And it was so fantastic. I had zero intentions of spending another $18,000. Zero. And I was like, I always sign up for things and I always think this is going to be it. And after having done this for 7 years and being lower on my funds, I'm trying to speak better positively, being lower in my funds, I'm like, Michelle's got something. And especially, so anyway, Michelle, I hope you don't mind, but she did almost 5 hour. Discovery call.
Been there before, right?
And it was so loving and so kind. And I said, Michelle, I want to learn how to do this.
Mm-hmm. And so thank you, Dottie, for that. Because one of the reasons I was going to ask you, but you already answered the question, like, what made you decide to leap in? Because we want to understand what that leaping energy is. And you already share that with us. Thank you so much. And one of the things I want to underline is that Dottie said, how do I sign up for a year? But it, like, I didn't go, okay, here, sign here. We spoke. We took a deep dive. We wanted to understand what was actually going on so that there could be an offer if I made one. I didn't know if I was going to make one or not. In integrity. It's got to be a conversation that's real, that's in integrity. And sorry, Dottie, you want to say something else?
Well, what I did want to say is that I said on this call that I wanted to sign up for a year. But then as a lot of our clients, I got nervous about the money and said, I can't do it. So I was going to text Michelle and say, Michelle, I don't want to waste your time. I don't think I can afford this. But I didn't. And I thought, I'll just, because I knew what she would say. She would just say, well, let's just talk. So I did. And it was just the most beautiful discovery call. I just would be so proud if I could learn to do it like so beautiful.
Well, fantastic. And please, everybody, pay attention to what she's saying. It's like, I said, what she said was, I said that I want to do it, but then I didn't want to do it. But then maybe I don't have the money, but like, that's just all editor. That's just all story. And it doesn't mean it's not real, but it's like, don't, that's not the part that I'm paying attention to. I'm listening to, sorry, hang on, exit full screen. Oh, there, I can see it better. I'm listening to what's underneath. I'm doing my best to listen to you. What is that? What does that person really want? Is there something in my court that can help? Then I can make an offer. It's so very simple. So paying attention to what Dottie is saying. And then there's a post by Jasmine. It was a 4-minute recording. So it takes a little while to listen to, but a wonderful part about where she made a sale. So when we listen to how these happen, it can happen so much more easily for all of us. And next week is our call on, or not next week, it's 2 weeks from now. I'm away again next week, but 2 weeks from now is our call about how do we even do that? How do we do those strategy sessions, and how do we make those sales? And we'll talk about that next time, so that, like, I'm an open book, happy to share with you anything about how those conversations happen. So, and will you join me now? Because Dottie's just joined us for a year, and you guys know what to do. And how we do anything is how we do everything. How is it that you want to be welcomed into something that you have put your heart into? Would you join me on the count of three, welcoming Dottie to our year-long journey? Ready? 1, 2, 3. Welcome, Dottie!
Welcome, Dottie!
It's going to be a great year. How's that feel, Dottie? Oh, wait, can I unmute you? Go ahead.
I'm crying again.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Thank you. I felt very welcome.
Yeah, good. Really good. All right.
I wanted
to finish. Sorry, I just muted, but go ahead.
I just want to say one more thing. I've taken a lot of courses. I've had a lot of teachers, at least 10 professional teachers like Michelle, teaching various different things. But that saying, it goes from the top, you know, just knowing Michelle's character, I was fortunate that I got to know her a couple years before I signed up. And just knowing her character is just a great thing. It's a great thing.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Dottie. I received that. Thank you.
Then I had a talk with Grace, and Grace is so sweet. And I'm sure I'm looking forward to speaking with all of you. So
this is a magnificent, amazing community. And I'm so happy to welcome you on the journey, Dottie. So, Anne, so much that I want to share. I think she said thank you all. I just muted her live, but I know you heard it. So much I want to share with you today. First thing, I want to remind you that many of you have registered your ticket to Story Freedom. When you're in, if you're here on this call, you have a ticket to Story Freedom, but you need to activate it. And the way you activate it, head on over to the Story Freedom Academy. We have a link now on our dashboard, the front page of the dashboard, that says in the Love Your Words portion of our, actually I think it's in Practical Applications as well. There's a link. And the link goes directly to where you can pay your $97 no-show deposit. That just has us knowing, like, how many people are coming. Are you coming? Last time I looked at a list of who's coming was this morning, and I sent it to Amy and I sent it to Emily, and we're already constructing things for you. I know you're going to be in the room. So make sure you do that. You get that $97 back at the door. It just lets us know that you're going to be there. And it's 3 days deep dive training. You're not going to want to miss it. You're really going to want to be there. It's one of our participants said, you know, she got her money's worth in the first 45 minutes, and you already have your ticket. So if you have something else, like Erin did a couple of years ago, with one of the live events, she had her own live event booked in the middle of the live event. She moved her own live event to be at this live at a live training. And I asked her afterwards, you know, tell me if it was worth it. And she was like, absolutely, yes, because I told her I would ask her afterwards. Are you glad you did that? She's like, hands down, without question, yes, it was the right thing to do. So if you have something else going on, make a space, head on over to Story Freedom Academy, let us know that you're coming. And we're sending out gifts to people. We're sending out gifts to the first 17 people who register. It's a special gift that's not going out to everybody else. And most of those spots are already taken. So most of those are already taken. So if you have not yet registered your ticket, make sure you do so soon. I usually don't want you to multitask, but if you're multitasking doing that, that's fine. that's fine. So, and yes, thank you for the reminder, Yvonne. So we have a couple people, I think, who don't have a buddy yet. If either you don't have a buddy, or you're not sure if you have a buddy, because maybe you haven't met in a while and you can't remember who they are and it's really not active. And if you happen to be their buddy and they put up their hand and you're their buddy, don't take offense. Just means it's time to connect. All right. If you don't have a buddy or you're not sure if you have a buddy, raise your hand. Yeah, Dottie, because like Dottie, right? Okay. So the way this works is that everyone has a buddy. If you've already got a buddy, you can take on another person. Then if there's three of you and you take on another buddy, you get to split. so that there's always a front line of support for you. So let's see a hand. Like, who would like to, who's the first to take on Dottie into her group? Who would like to open your arms to receive another one in your, and if you've already got a buddy, man, and if you're thinking, but I don't know because I already have a buddy and I don't know if we have time or space to do that, well, like, notice the scarcity that you're coming from. So if somebody has just two people, and yeah, Yvonne, fantastic. Thank you. So, and I don't know. So Dottie, you now have a new buddy, and Yvonne, I don't know who her other buddies are. I don't know how that's working, but you guys sort that out on your own. All right. Thank you so much. Really beautiful. Okay.
Thank you.
Pardon me?
Thank you, Yvonne.
Okay. So much I want to share with you today. And I think what I want to do, I'm going to give some short answers to questions today. We have maybe three or four questions on deck. And then we're going to go deep dive into some training today that is going to be foundational, both to finish off the training from last time, networking, and to move into speaking. So sometimes we take a little bit more of the next class to dive into the material. So, and if this short answer isn't enough for you, go ahead and ask in the Facebook forum. There's going to be somebody there who will be able to take it further for you. Talk to your buddy, connect with your small group, look for answers in some of the trainings that we've done, post a question for the next time, lots of ways to get your questions answered, right? But I just wanted to start with some brief answers today, because again, lots of, today is going to be a call with a lot of training. I hope that's my intention anyway, we'll see how it goes. So Mary Kay said, I think I want to do it. Let me see. Yeah, I'll do it in this order. So Mary Kay's question, she said, what is the best story to tell for higher fee offerings? And I, as I was, I meditate on your questions beforehand. And as I was meditating, I thought of three things, because there's a million different answers to this. We do a whole day training on that in a sense, right? And then there's other calls in it and so on, but I wanted to give a jump start. So what is the best story to tell for higher fee offerings? The very first thing that I would start with is this. I am open to receiving. I am open to receiving. Tell the universe. Increase your having level. And in many ways, this is exactly what all of the first component of the high ticket virtual retreat is about. And it's in connected this piece and the second piece. All right. So I'm open to receiving. And the second part is, you know, tapping into what I call big self. When you really know, and Mary Kay might be looking for something, you know, what's the story I'm going to tell that other person? But this is the most important answer that I can give you. Number one, I'm open to receiving. Tell the universe, know that you can increase your having level exponentially. What if you can receive exponentially more than what you're receiving now? Will you allow yourself to do that? What if you put a zero at, you know, whatever your fee is, put a zero on it, increase it by tenfold. Will you allow you, can you find the ceiling that's inside you that goes, no, I can't have that. Bust that ceiling open. Number two, big self. When you deeply know the value of you and your program, what you have to offer, it's unshakable. You set the price. It's up to you. It's not what's industry standard. That just gives you the low point. It's not what somebody else has said. It's like, what is it that you can stand for in you? And then we grow to be that. I'm not the same person that I was when I left the university, for instance, and I was trying to give my stuff away. I didn't have the same amount to offer because I had to put my stake in the ground and stand for it. It's like, this stuff matters. When I know it matters, others will too. So those are the most important pieces. And then the third thing that I wanted to ask you, I want to ask you, Mary Kay, and we're going to do just a quick dive into this one. So just a 1 or 2 minute answer. So just give you a framework for this one. Sometimes I give longer answers. If you wanted a long answer and didn't give it to you, post it again. Say, Michelle, I want more detail. Just keep on asking, keep on asking. So Mary Kay, can you quickly, in a sentence or two, give me an example so that we can dig in just a little bit? Like, what is, when you say, what is the best story to tell for higher fee offerings? Is there a single person that you're thinking of inviting in? Is it about the story that you're telling about the program itself? Like, give me 1 or 2 sentences, and then we can dial it in just a little further for you today.
Who this is? You want who I'm thinking about with this?
give me an example of the kind of like of what you're looking for so that I can understand it in more detail. And always when you, in your questions, when you do that, I can give you a more specific answer.
I'm looking for what to offer for $10,000.
Ah, I would also post that next time because that's a different question. What is the best story to tell for higher fee offerings versus what can I, what program do I create for $10,000? Can you hear the difference in specificity? So that alone, the first one's an empowering question. And as it becomes more specific, there's more to answer. So the very first thing I'd say about that is related to those first two answers. Think about what you can offer for $20,000. And that comes right out of the high ticket virtual retreat. So don't try to come reach up to that 10,000. It's like, what would I offer in that $20,000 package? And then, oh, 10,000 is easy, right? And then be crazy. Again, there's a brief review of some of the materials that are there for you in the high ticket virtual retreat. Be crazy and offer that to the first person for 10,000. And that is exactly what one of our alumni did. We did the high ticket virtual retreat on a Sunday. She had a $10,000 package she'd been wanting to offer for years, and she'd practiced and worked on it for years. We did the high ticket virtual retreat on the Sunday. She created it and sold it on the Thursday. Exactly, a $10,000 package. She hadn't done that before. And so come down on it. Come down, come from, you know, it's like, well, what would it be? And give an outrageous, and she had people like starting to vie for that. She'd never even done it before. But I was starting to vie for it because it's like the first one is going to be that much, but the next person, it's in your energy. It's going to be your, you can only over deliver that much for the first person. When you know that in your bones, it's super easy. So those are some of the most important places to look for those stories. And then ask a follow-up question next time, as I know you're really good at, Mary Kay. You're a poster woman for that, asking the question. So thank you for that. Mary Kay's second question was about, when you give the affiliate link to share, could it be without my name? If I share the link, I want people to know that I'm sharing valuable info and not doing it because of any monetary benefit to me. I want to juxtapose those two questions against each other. I'm open to receiving, universe. Like, please send me more. Increase my having level, but don't let anybody know that I might be receiving some money. My very first mentor, now I'm playing a little bit here. My very first mentor actually taught that. It's like, don't have an affiliate program where people get paid for it. And I used to think that. So I understand the come from place in and around that. But I have a very different idea about money right now. So I would just investigate that. And you know, the technical thing is, in order to be able to track that and to actually, you know, give to you guys, we have to know who you are and who you referred to us. And it's just our way of giving back. So I would check into the assumptions behind that somebody like, you know, you all know something of Mary Kay. So I don't know. Cindy. Mary Kay, are you okay if I play a little bit with this one? Thank you. Okay, I trust that. Cindy, you take a look over there at Mary Kay and you think that, man, if she's got an offer out there for somebody else's stuff, I bet she just wants to rip me off and make sure that I'm paying out the money so that greedy Mary Kay will get everything. And I bet none of her heart is in that. So there's no way I'm going to like go to there because that's who she is. And that Cindy, like, look at Cindy's face, Mary Kay. Speak to that just for a half a minute, Cindy.
Oh, God, no. There's no way that, you know, I would go that direction. You know, you come from such a heart-centered place and you're giving value and you deserve to be paid for your time, your work, your energy, your knowledge.
Thank you, Cindy. Thank you. So whether it's for your own services or in an affiliate program, I don't think what I used to think when I first left the university. It's like, this is just allowing money to circulate, so giving and receiving. So I would investigate the assumptions behind that, Mary Kay, because Cindy didn't think that at all. The people around you are not going to think that. You couldn't even do that if you tried. So what's the ceiling inside you that is wanting to pull back from having people see you receiving? I would just investigate that and then ask me a follow-up question. Can we leave it at that for today, Mary Kay? That was like for all of you. It was freaking awesome. Thank you. And about the ceiling for high ticket, like a couple of years ago, one of the people in this program could not have been here if I'd not increased my having level, because I had a month that was, you know, outrageously wonderful. It's like all these people saying yes for, you know, for where I was at that time. And I kind of like, okay, well, I'm topped out, you know, like I'm not supposed to receive more. And then I had somebody coming to a strategy session and I had to give myself a strict talking to. Since my work doesn't mean I'm above any of this. It's like, Michelle, you need to increase your having level. There's a person in front of you who could really use your work for perhaps. So just because you can't receive more, you're going to like intentionally, unintentionally, unconsciously blow that strategy session so that you don't serve that person, so you won't receive more. How selfish of you. That's a talk that I had to give myself, and that person actually enrolled. It changed that person's life. So increasing our having level isn't just about us. And I wouldn't say that to a different audience, but there's so much heart in this community. I got to go around the back door to help you to receive, right? Okay. So one thing that one of you learned from that those questions from Mary Kay, real quick, just a sentence or two. Dottie, thank you. Don't forget to unmute.
I have the same thought, Mary Kay, as you.
And so what was the take home then for you?
And what was the take home was, by your articulating it to Michelle, I got to just question the validity of that belief. I don't know where that belief comes from, but at least I'm in a questioning, which is a shift up.
Fantastic. Thank you, Dottie. If this results in an increase in the having level, who wants to investigate your having level and maybe be open to receiving more? Hands up. To receiving. Yeah, go ahead, Dottie.
And what I wanted to share, Mary Kay, that was big for me, is I don't really want people in my life that would be that judgmental of me.
So I can let them go. And I can know and trust the people that are in my life. They will hear me. That's envisioning your ideal audience instead of I think Marie gave the example the other day of her not so supportive members of her family, and she envisioned that writing to them for her book. Like, that puts such a break on what we can say, what we can do, what we can offer. Instead, I envision somebody who will hear me. Really beautiful. Thank you. Sherry. So I think Sherry's, you're here, Sherry. Fantastic. So I just can't see you live here, but I think you said you can listen. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to address your question now. So Sherry says, as I'm building the opt-in page for a workshop, what are the important elements that need to be included? How do you write powerful benefit statements? Well, Sherry, I love this question so much. I'm not going to spend too long on it today because we're going to dive in a couple of weeks, but I loved it so much that I actually sent a note out to my team just before this call to say, hey, can you post a link in Practical Applications to a bunch of our opt-in pages so you guys can take a look and model what you love and let go of the rest? Because we have been producing new content in this company so rapidly over the last year, it's unbelievable. And so you can see how we have a bunch of opt-in pages that you can model. So I've asked Amy to post that for us by, I hope, early next week. And but meanwhile, you could check on, you could head over to, I think I've got it. I'm pretty sure I've got it here. So let me just show it to you briefly. Share. I think this is, no, that's not the one. It's not the one. This is where you can send in your $97. So I had a bunch of things I want to show you today. Oh, here it is. So here's one of our opt-in pages. A clear title that, and I'll give you more instructions next time. Sherry, post a follow-up question about this, but a clear title that tells you what the benefits are. And then something that calls to your ideal client, either questions or, in this case, it's statements. That's what my ideal clients, in the words of my ideal clients, so that it goes to their pain, it goes to their top of mind problem. And then the benefit. And what's going to happen in the call? And then some bullet points, maybe about 5 bullet points. What are the things that they're going to learn they should be answered to their top of mind questions. Claim my spot and bio, very simple opt-in page. So not a lot, like a lot of people put a lot of stuff. We don't put a lot of stuff. And just let me leave it at that. So again, here's the title with the clear benefits. This one starts with some questions. Tired of having the same result over and over, wondering if you can really achieve that big goal. If sometimes you guys think that, raise your hand. Because you're in my ideal client zone, right? And a lot of entrepreneurs who really have big dreams and big goals and really want to make a difference are in that space. So they'll, you know, you want them, you know, saying, yes, that's me. And then an insight. This one has a little bit more coffee, but you've got the same structure. Join to, and here's what you're going to get, right? And powerful launchpad, greatest business success. And in this webinar, what you'll learn. And then a button to give me access, keep it simple, and then bio. And here, this one was already, you can see that the replay is up, give me access. Before it was a countdown clock. I don't do any of this. I don't create any of these pages. My team does. Another quick example, three secrets. The number is nice in titles, three secrets. Who wants to be more influential here, right? Another question, you can speak, you can write, but are you influencing? All right, so this one's about becoming an influencer, right? And again, you can see a bit of copy that says, here's what the problem is, here's what you need to do, and here's the five things you're going to learn. Save my spot. You can see the same structure. We added some more copy in this one, right? But just variations on the same theme. Okay, so you'll have some more resources. And Sherry, I would love it if you would post another follow-up question to that so that I can give you some more details. But at least is that if you learned at least one thing from that very brief overview around opt-in pages, at least one thing that you can start implementing, raise your hand. Either something that you knew but I underlined. Okay, fantastic. It was a brief run through. We get there later because we want to start close in, and then we'll go over there to the opt-in pages. Okay. One thing that you learned. Dottie, is that an aha, something you learned?
Well, to tell you the truth, this could be learning for you. I was distracted because I wanted to take notes, and I couldn't do two things at one time.
No worries. You have the recording for this. You have the recording for this, and you know what? Actually, Dottie, is it okay if I take this just a little bit further? You okay if I play? It started out well, Michelle, that you were going to teach us about this, but then it went wrong because something allowed me not to have the success that I wanted. What shape of story is that, Dottie?
And I do that.
Right. I'm just saying, because that's a shape of tragedy once again, right? And I know that you're, and sometimes it comes in the form, it'll come in multiple different forms. It's one of the stories you carry. And in this case, it's coming in the form of being in service to others. And I think that's probably happening to you often, right? Wanting to be in service, but there's a form of story that's in there. So don't worry about it. You've got the recording, and we're going to cover that in more detail another time. I just want to give Sherry a quick heads up, and those URLs are going to be in your in practical applications anyway. Yeah.
Could you just give us the dates of the emails?
The dates of the those aren't emails. Those are calls that have already happened. I'm giving you examples.
I'm talking about the emails that you just taught us from.
Those are not emails.
Okay.
Yeah, those are opt-in pages. So they're just they're up on a website. And so Sherry's wanting to create an opt-in page where people can opt in for her call. I know I did a whirlwind, but you can go back and listen to that on slow motion in the recording. We're at, you know, 26 minutes after the hour at my house. So you can just make a note in your notebook and fast forward into this call, and you can take a look at it, and then you'll have the actual URLs. And if you want to, I know that we've got one of them at michellegunderson.com/stories-that-sell. That's one of them. I don't remember. I think one of them is at michellegunderson.com/innergold. If somebody heard me and wants to put it in the chat, that would be great. And again, we'll formally give you those and lots of them in the practical applications forum. And when you ask questions, I'll give you more resources, and then everybody benefits. So we've never ever done that before. I don't encourage you to have so many calls. The one call, Stories That Sell, Three Keys to Gain Confidence, Inspire Action, and Sell More with Powerful Stories, that was the same call that I used for 4 years and still use everywhere. We've only just created new content this year, but it is not necessary for the vast majority of you. One talk that you give everywhere that converts. that actually gets what you want, and don't build anything else, but you'll have multiple models then, okay? So one aha, I spent more than 5 minutes on those questions. I couldn't help myself. They were such great questions. One aha from one of you. What did you learn from that whirlwind tour? Did I go too fast, or were you able to pick up something for you about an opt-in page? I just went through some of the key things about the title, the questions, the benefits. What did you learn? Too fast for all of you? I know I put them up in front of you really quickly.
This is Sherry, and I learned enough that I can go and create the outline and the draft of an opt-in page based on that information.
Fantastic. That's making me do the happy dance. Sherry's question got your answer, and it's so important that Sherry just start, take a stab at it, and we're going to be working on those kinds of pages in a few weeks. And if you worked to create one, create the opt-in page for your call, then it'll take you so much further forward. You'll have different questions, right? I just wanted to give you a little piece right now, because we're going to go back to networking. We're going to go back to speaking today. And I really want to make sure that we get those components in today. So thank you, Sherry. Really awesome. Let's hear one more aha, because I want to make sure that it landed something in you. And it was really fast, but I trust you guys. You can pick up at least one thing, even with a rapid fire overview. What did you hear? Yeah, Marie.
Well, one of the things I heard was to, there's a deep understanding of ideal client in these opt-in pages, and then framing their top of mind problems as questions.
Yes.
Like knowing that's the sort of things that's on their mind.
I went through a lot of things rapid fire, and that's a perfect aha. That's one of the things that I just said, but also we haven't done all those components yet. So I want to get to it in more detail later on. If you didn't catch that, don't worry, you got the recording. If you didn't catch that, we'll be back to it at a later time, and you'll see how it builds from the pieces we're doing today. Okay. Let me see here. So I want to go back to some networking. And before I do that, I want to ask you, why did Dana get up and cross the room when she didn't want to? Remember, that's a foundation of practical applications. Do you remember? Why'd she get up?
Relationship.
Yes, R in real, relationship. What else? We have a prior relationship. We're always wanting to create this. What's the E stand for? Just a review. I know it seems like 100 years ago. I'm just having you remember the foundation of practical applications. Relationship, what's the E stand for? Anyone remember? Relationship, empathy. So it's not just that we have an ongoing relationship, but I have empathy for her in the moment. I know she doesn't feel like getting up, but she can tell from my brief words. The A, I don't even have it in front of me, and I just made that up a couple of weeks ago, but I was turning it into real, and it's like, access. I think, did I use access? Access. I think I turned into the word access, a word skill. Right? I might be having real wrong myself. We all better go back and do our homework. I didn't put it in front of me. But you need to know word skill, right? You have to have some kind of word skill. And I was doing a little bit about word skill, looking at that opt-in page. We'll go into more of that at other times. We have to know how to use words, which words are impactful and which words are not. Most people think it's only that, but there's so much more about using effective words. And then, goodness, I'm forgetting my own acronym. Somebody go look it up and you can post it here, right? But the last part is you have to know the genre. You have to know the genre you're in. Are you speaking from stage? Are you networking? Are you talking to a team member? Like, what's the context? What's the genre? What's the scenario? And if we don't know that, I think one of you last time said, oh my goodness, I think I am mixing up. I think I'm speaking when I'm networking and it's not working. That can change everything, can change everything for you. All right, so just a brief reminder of some of the foundations of what we're doing. Last time we were starting to move into networking, how to create influence immediately. How do we connect? And we do that through connection. It's not by first by impressive words. Our words don't we're only trying to impress, if we're trying to create power over. Instead, how can I create a connection with the person in front of me? And do you remember what's my story about the woman from LA who ended up purchasing something? And again, don't make an offer if it's not real and it won't serve. I'm assuming that first, right? You've got something that's vital to share. So it was about LA and it was about Alberta traffic. Do you remember that? Somebody tell me back my story so I know you remember where we were a couple weeks ago. Yeah, Marie.
You created connection with this woman by talking about traffic.
It wasn't even a connection point, right? There's no traffic in Alberta. There's tons of traffic in LA. But we just had fun talking about, you know, and I had been to LA before and some friends had traveled across town to meet me and it took them 2 hours to get to me, 20 minutes back. You guys from LA, you're tough. It was just a playful story. We were just chatting. But there was some kind of connection between us then. Can we find points of connection with that person? And when we can, that's where the influence comes from, right? So those are some of the places that we were at last time in around networking. We've not finished off all of the pieces around networking. There's some handouts now. This is the most, today we're going to go through more handouts than I've ever been through in any class that I've ever taught, including university, I think. But we actually created them for you. And I want to take a look at them so we can see how they actually work. So, and how you can use them in your networking. And why would we want to start with networking and not with those opt-in pages? I went so fast through that opt-in page because I want to go back to networking. Why? Do you remember? Yeah, Donna, go ahead.
You need to start close in.
Yes, exactly. Why?
You understand that people, you recognize people understand you, you see how they receive you, you can modify what you say, all the things you can't do if you're just doing a one-directional conversation.
Fantastic, thank you. And when I was at the event last week, I was at a number of events. I did 3 speaking gigs in 3 states in 3 days. And one of them was to an audience of 100. And I was so pleased. The organizers afterwards said, like, that just was a slam dunk. And, you know, that was amazing. And why did that happen? We're going to unpack that for you, some of it today and some of it for you next time, right? But at one point, we were doing an exercise in this room of 100 people, and it was about the elevator pitch. And we were supposed to fill in the blank. Some of you, let me see. Dottie, you may have done this before. It was with one of my teachers, Lisa Sasvich. Cindy, you've done this before. So it's like a fill in the blank, and then we were supposed to help each other out. And it was really funny. I'm just going to give you this piece from that training. So people, I arrived late because I was busy speaking, one of you, I think it's you. Somebody's got their line unmuted, and oh, Sherry, I'm gonna mute your line, Sherry. So we were supposed to help each other with our elevator pitches. And the instruction was, don't change anything at all. And just fill in the blank and go. And when we were sitting at the table, and this one is off the record just between us, all right? But I'm going to share with you because you don't know who was there. So people would give their elevator pitch because they'd done it picture perfect according to instructions. And nobody was hearing anything that they said. And then they would say, well, afterwards they would go, well, what I really do is, you know, what I meant by that was, and I said, say that. We just understood that. We didn't understand anything you said when you were filling in those blanks. And it was happening right around the table. And the instruction was also like, don't change anything. And I want to give you the complete opposite instruction. Go and experiment and be playful and try it out and see when they're alive and see when they're falling asleep. See when you've got their attention, see when their eyes start drifting, and you will learn so much and it will move so much faster and it'll be so much more fun, all right? So networking, let me see if I can find the right handout this time before I share my screen. I think I wanna start there. Yes, okay. So networking first. And again, if we don't get all the way to speaking today, we'll get there next time. I always leave playroom and I wanna make sure that we land each concept before we move on, all right? So sharing my screen. I think when I share my screen, you guys go away these days. I don't know why that happens and I can't see you, but we'll head on over there and then I'll come back to make sure I can see you. So, oh, there you are. Okay, good. I get excited by technology here. It's still playful with this stuff, right? So seven principles. You all can see my screen, right? I'm afraid if I make it full screen, you guys will go away. Well, let me just try. Don't be ruled by fear. Yay. Okay. Here it is. Seven. If you see it, raise your hand. I can only see some of you, but okay, good. Seven principles of networking magic. Create connection. That's what we were talking about last time, right? What do you have in common? Sometimes it can even be opposite, but what we had in common was something about understanding of LA traffic, something about, in that case, it was from opposites, but creating connection, whatever way you can create connection. And sometimes you can be playful with this and go to the grocery store and start chatting with somebody. And how quickly can you find something that you have in common? And don't do it artificially. I've done that in some exercises with some mentors. It's like, quickly list three things you have in common. We have both watched TV before. Who cares? Can you do it on the court in the context of a conversation? And it could be anything like, wow, you've got an orange shirt on. Dottie, I love orange, right? And then actually, I might go, I love orange. And then if I'm being honest, it's like, well, actually, I can't even wear orange. But I love orange, like it reminds me of pumpkins, and I love Halloween. Do you? Like, I don't know. So let yourself be playful. Let yourself connect. Number two, listen before speaking. Listen for opportunities to connect and serve. That's why that blah of that elevator pitch doesn't work. We haven't even heard who they are or whether it will matter to them. Maybe part of our elevator pitch is how we save babies, but we also save elderly people. Maybe the person we're talking to hates babies, but really wants to save the elderly. And we go on and on about the babies, you know, like they don't care. So listen first. Three, uplift, empathize and uplift. How can I take, this is very different from a happy face on an empty gas gauge. It's not, let me see. What the example that's coming to mind for me is it was actually one of my clients, and her husband had died not that long ago. And sometimes networking people go, oh, you know, when she has that moment, yeah, my husband died a few years ago. Oh, well, are you dating now? You know, it just, that's like, yeah. So you're shaking your heads. You get that. It's not what I'm talking about here. Can I listen first? Oh, you know, my dog died today, or whatever it is. It might be something cheery, but maybe they start, my dog died today. I'm really sorry. How are you doing? You okay? Like, just real conversation that we forget when we're out there networking and we're busy doing these pitches. It's things really that I learned from my, you know, big French Catholic family where everybody's, you know, nobody's Catholic anymore and nobody speaks French anymore, but it's like everybody's just all trying to help each other in our family. And networking works a lot like that. I used to hate the idea of networking. It sounded like schmoozing. Like, who can go close to who and all these, like, I hated that. And the university was sometimes like that too. But when I learned that the essence of networking is like in my family, where when my basement was flooded one day and I was in tears because we had just gotten, I just married my then partner and there were gifts in the basement that were going to get flooded and my comprehensive exams were coming up for my PhD and everything was blowing up and I had a million things to do and now there's a basement. And I called my sister just to say, man, I don't know what to do. Mom and dad are out of town. I just loved to hear their voice, but my basement is flooded. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Click. And about 10 minutes later, my uncle walked in the door. And he's like, oh, Sherry called my uncle and my aunt called my uncle and my uncle called my other uncle and my uncle showed up at the door. I was like, can we come? This is point number four, come from service. It's stuff that I learned from my family that I unlearned at Peak Potentials where they were, you know, they taught me lots of great stuff, but one of them was go on a 10-minute bathroom break, make sure you get two cards. Like, here's my card. It's like, I hated that stuff. But the best of networkers are just people trying to help each other. That's it. Uplift, empathize and uplift. Oh, I'm sorry, your dog died today. How are you? Are you okay? Oh, your lunch didn't go that well. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, your kid just, you know, graduated from high school. Great. So happy. Number five, be in it for the long game. One of the sentences in a 4-minute talk that I'm going to be giving next week, that's then going to go up on my website. And that's the whole other story about that. I don't want to share it with you right now. But if you want to know about my 4-minute talk, ask me about how do you do a 4-minute talk, Michelle. Somebody post that for questions for next week. I'll talk about it if you ask me. I just got some direct coaching from Kim Yancey about it on a call right before this one. He's super cool. Really liked my 4-minute talk. And I'm going to be doing it from the big eWomen stage. for my speaker reel next week. So where was I? Long game, being for the long game. One of the sentences that I say is that people often ask me, Michelle, how come you meet somebody and the next day they're your $20,000 client? And you would think that then somehow it's either got to be, it's going fast, but it's the opposite. How does that happen? By being in it for the long game. By number four, showing up to serve. By just trying to help. And so many people are trying to make a sale so quickly and trying to push stuff and are coming from scarcity and all that stuff is a standout quality. Be in it for the long game. Just try to help people. Number six, create the gap or curiosity. Where can you leave a space so they enter into a conversation about your work? Why would they care? And this I teach about love. One person I know who's a great networker who's done a lot of really great work used to teach in the relationship area. And I was networking with him and some others one day. I already knew what he did. When people were asked, hey, what do you do? A lot of people said, well, blah. And nobody heard anything. And I just got it memorized. And they're not listening to and seeing anybody there. And I said, hey, what do you do? He said, I teach people about love. That was it. One word. What does that mean? Do you mean like, are you teaching, tantra? Are you teaching business relationships? Are you teaching kids how to talk to each other? Are you a relationship coach? Are you, do you belong to some church? Like, yeah. Create a gap. What do you mean? What do you do in your company? Then people are asking you. They're so quick to push all that stuff down people. In the genre of networking, it's about listening. It's about serving and then creating the gap. Number seven is related to number five. Go slowly to go quickly. Don't be in such a rush. Trust that the magic happens. The conversation will naturally turn to you. Listen, be curious. It's such a standout quality. What does that person need? All right. So that's the seven principles of networking magic. You have this handout. Don't worry. All these handouts are in the Story Freedom Academy. And I think what I want to do while I'm here, just briefly. No, I'm not going to. You guys can go to Story Freedom Academy yourselves. I was going to show you around. I want to lose the train of our thought. One thing that you heard from the seven principles of networking magic, and then we're going to have some fun with how we actually end up doing this. So what did you see in that? That will help. Donna, is that I'm going to take that as a hand, even if it wasn't. I saw your fingernails, so everybody's just going to hold their fingernails down now.
Donna, go ahead. This go slowly part, I've been experiencing some really interesting relationship developments solely because I'm not looking for the client.
Ah, did you just hear that standout, fabulous sentence that she just said? Donna, thank you. Stopped looking. And this is exactly energetically related to what Mary Kay was saying earlier. People are coming to me. I'm just having fun. And I don't even know. I haven't even built it yet. And these are in the same energy. If you understand what I'm saying just now, raise your hand. This comes from the very same place. Thank you. Awesome. All right. I want to share with you a couple more of the handouts. One more aha. Let's hear one more aha from this. Basics on networking that are so fundamental that we forget. Sergio, go ahead.
Connection. You got to have a connection. Work on something that's in common with you.
Start there. If there's no point in common, if there's no way that you're connected, you could have the best things since sliced bread. The heavens could have opened and, whatever God is for you descended, and I don't know how to put that right. And people still couldn't hear perfect words because there's no connection. There's no reason for them to listen. And conversely, Dana gets up and does what she doesn't want to do because there's a relationship. There's empathy. That's connection, right? Beautiful. Thank you. All right. Networking. I want to give you another piece in and around networking. And let me sure I've got the right. Oh yeah, here it is. Okay. Let's start with this one. That's more fun. Okay. So see if I can share my screen and share the right one. And Emily, bless her soul, created a beautiful graphics for this handout for us. 10 networking personalities to avoid. Now, the funny thing about this, and I want us to be playful with this, but man, the next time you walk into a networking scenario, just notice. And how many of you, for instance, and Debbie Downer is kind of self-explanatory, how many of you have seen Debbie Downer or talked to Debbie Downer, a version of Debbie Downer, at an event before? Okay. And then the honest answer, how many of you at some point has been that person? Right? Debbie Downer, Miss Spewitt, Mr. Robot, and here she is, Dottie, for you. You said, I don't need to be Miss Know-It-All anymore. She's right here. Networking personalities to avoid. Mrs. Too Vulnerable and Wounded, and I love that the photos kind of get these across too. Right? That's Emily's genius. Miss Desperate to Make a Sale, Mr. Fix-It, Miss Gimme Your Business Card, Mr. Distracted and Wandering, Miss Self-Absorbed. If you've seen many of these personalities floating around at your networking event, raise your hand. Have you seen them? Okay, how many have been at least more than one of those people before? Thank you, all right? So first I want to talk about why these are not helpful to us, why they don't serve us. And we'll take Debbie Downer as an example. I want to connect it with my acronym that I can't even remember. I'm sorry, but I know what the principles are. I didn't put it in front of me today. And they just built it a couple of weeks ago, and I've been doing a lot of other things. It was my,
Michelle,
I probably have a disability. Yeah, go ahead.
Put the things for the acronym in the chat.
Oh, did you? Thank you. Tell me what they stand for so I can actually use my own acronym.
Relationship, empathy, add word skill.
Add. That was the word I was looking for.
love the genre,
because I was really trying to make something that you could remember, but obviously didn't work for me. Now you'll have a better possibility of remembering it, probably. Okay, so what I want to do with a couple of these for a moment is not just that we're supposed to be careful, oh my God, I said something wrong. It's not at all designed to do that with you. Instead, can I notice playfully when I'm becoming that? Or can I recognize it when somebody else is doing that and just have empathy for them? They're just falling into one of these things. And then can I make a shift? How quickly can I become aware? And like Dottie said last time, thank you for that. It's like, I don't have to be Miss Know-It-All anymore. Just that can kill all the rest of your company. Dottie, if you understand what I'm saying, if others understand what I'm saying, raise your hand. That alone, you can invest tens, hundreds of thousands of dollars. That one line in this one handout can change your company. Right? So I don't want you to underestimate just the simplicity of these pictures, the profoundness and the importance of what we're doing here, right? So if you take a look at Debbie Downer to begin with, that, and thank you for that, Maurice, I have my acronym beside me. Relationship, empathy, AdWords skill, love the genre. I know the principles, I couldn't remember my acronym. One or more of these is being crossed, is not happening. The thing that got Dana to get up and move across the room is not happening with each one of these. So for Debbie Downer, for instance, what's being broken? Relationship, like if I'm being Debbie Downer, at some place I'm either not in relationship, there's no empathy, I'm not adding word skill, I'm not loving the genre, the kind of relationship that I'm in, which right now is networking. Which one is being crossed? Somebody tell me and why. And probably often it's all four of them. Think about them one at a time. Don't respect. Dottie, go ahead. Adults don't respect. What is that?
I took this off my door because someone in a coaching call like this helped me by saying, Dottie, don't say that to people. It was kind of a victim story, a Debbie Downer. Adults don't respect childish behavior.
Okay. So adults don't respect it. That's so interesting because, and it's not up on your door, and I understand that. I get that. I would put it very differently than that. I think that those, I just have a different opinion than that. I understand the intentionality behind that. Like, just don't do that. But I think that's like, stop being childish. And I think we actually have to play more. I think we have to play more. So let me give you an example with Debbie Downer. If I'm Debbie Downer and the whole world has gone wrong and I just, my dog died and my cat died and let me tell you about all the things that are wrong with me. And am I in relationship with that person right now?
No.
There's no relationship there. I'm just so stuck in my own stuff that there's no relationship, no connection. Am I empathetic to where they are right now? I don't even know where they are because I'm so stuck in my own stuff that I can't tell. I knew where Dana was, but I can't tell where that person is when I'm being Debbie Downer. What about word skill? I'm probably going to lose it all because I'm so caught up in my own stuff. I'm not even thinking about what I'm saying because my body is like this and I'm just like going on and no word skill in that. What about the genre? Am I engaging in networking, which is about connection, which is about relationship, which is about service? Am I engaging in that genre? Marie, why not? Because I saw you shaking your head.
Well, this person is so self-absorbed. The only genre is in the own and the downness.
Yes, so all four of the things that got Dana up off her seat and across the room, which is the same reason that people get up to have strategy sessions with us, same reason people get up to when we're doing a talk and so on and so forth, these four things have to be in place. None of them are in place when we're being Debbie Downer, and I promise it's the same with all of these in some way, shape, or form, all right? So what I want to do, I want to take just like 2 minutes rapid fire, like improv. We've never done this before, but I thought it'd be really fun. And so I would love for one of you, and I can't see you all at once. I can only see some of you at once when we're here. I want for like one of you to just unmute, trust the moment, and I want it to be rapid fire. If nobody else is speaking, you leap in. If two of you are speaking at once, just figure it out. And we're going to do this in like 2 minutes. I want you to act out and like, let's do it kind of over the top, exaggerate it, all right? So Debbie Downer, I just did Debbie Downer for you. What does Miss Spew It sound like? Because like, I think it's probably self-explanatory. So somebody just be Miss Spew It and be Miss Spew It over the top. Because when we do it and we can play and we can laugh at ourselves, we all know we've been these at some point, then we'll remember when it's happening. Go ahead.
I was in the top 25 of 15,000. You should listen to I'm willing to give you everything I know.
And don't you all want to, like, Donnie, you did that so well, don't we all want to back away? It's like, oh. Mr. Robot, go ahead. Really quickly.
Historical research shows that if you approach this program in this way, you will have immediate success. I can point you in the right.
Thank you, Marie. Don't we want to shut it down, like each one of you? Thank you. Go. Mrs. Know-It-All. And sometimes they might be related. They might overlap. I don't care. I just wanted to get the principles. Mrs. Know-It-All. Jump in. No space.
No, don't do that. Do this. No, that won't work. This will work.
Here's my program, and besides, I know exactly how you can do it. And you have this problem; you're not very networking very well. Let me give you my program. Mrs. Too Vulnerable and Wounded, go.
Oh, that could never work. I'm just having such a hard time right now. It wouldn't matter what you suggest; it's just not going to work. Nothing ever works.
Okay, you got it. Let's do. Let me see. Let's find another one here. Mr. Distracted and Wandering. Somebody's probably doing it. I can't see you because they're not even speaking. They're looking at me. I can't see you all. Probably somebody's doing it.
So the cocktails over there really look good. I think I need to go check them out.
Thank you. I love it. Beautiful. All right. So before I stop sharing, I'm going to have you just, somebody's not muted and I can't see you right now. So please check and mute your line. So when we have the feedback, please check. All right. So on the other hand, we've got 7 networking personalities to emulate. Miss Service, Mrs. Listening Intently, Mr. Not So Serious, Mr. Truthful and Confidential, Miss Empathetic and Relational, Mrs. Real, Mrs. Free Help, but only when asked for, right? So all of these personalities to emulate, there's going to be relationship. Empathy, they add word skill, they love the genre. And here's some home play for you. I would get on a call with a buddy or your group member and actually play out these roles. One of you be Mr. Not So Serious and one of you be Mrs. Listening Intently. Or you can even mix it up. Take one of the ones that you want to emulate, one of the ones that you want to avoid, play out those conversations. Because when you do that, you'll recognize them so much more quickly when they're happening on the court. All right, let me see here. We have technically 4 minutes left. You know, you guys know I always go longer than that. I'm going to give you one more piece and then we're going to get to story, I think. We'll get to story and sales next time. I'll give you just some founding principles to start with, and then we'll kick it off next time. That's what we did this time too. So we're kind of one class behind, but there's always time and space. We will have plenty of time to get to everything, but I don't want us to miss any of the principles. 8 networking do's and don'ts, and these should be easy to understand now, but they're so important. There's not a single one that's extra there, right? So don't deliver long monologues where people have no way to enter in. Don't present a canned elevator pitch. I say don't carry business cards and hand them out to everybody. I don't even carry business cards. And it doesn't stop people from leaping in and even right away doing the work, because you create a real connection. I have them put their information right in my phone. We're actually connected. Don't get too caught up in getting it right. Be playful with these things. Have fun. If you notice yourself being misspewed, just laugh about it. You can even talk to the other person about it. Oh my God, I just like spewed all over you, didn't I? I'm sorry. I mean, it can turn on a dime. It can turn very quickly, right? Do be genuinely interested in their welfare, like my Uncle Paul. Do help the conversation around the table. If you're networking, remember that, oh, I speak about love. Fewer words, give spaces. I am not in the genre of networking right now. I'm doing some flat out training. This in networking would be deadly, but I wanted to get some training pieces in with you. But this is what most people do when they're networking, right? Do tell good stories. Does your story make one point? And if you want to follow up about that, ask me. Michelle, talk to me about more about telling good stories, and I'll give you some more principles in one of the calls in this series, or you know, I'll answer when you ask it. So is it relatable? Is it connected to your listeners in some way? The story should have to do with them, not you. Have fun, play, experiment, right? So I'm going to wrap it up pretty soon. We won't end, obviously, right on the hour, but I want to hear just 2 ahas from, you know, 1 aha from a couple of you, rapid fire, just the one sentence kind. What's landed in you? Maybe it's something, it's a like a buffo moment, like Hiram Smith calls it, a blinding flash of the obvious. But I like it when we can see things simply and then actually make a change that changes our company, that changes the world. So one thing that you noticed, one thing for you to take home. Really quickly, we're going to have another consolidation in a minute, but I just want to consolidate this piece about networking and give you a little piece about speaking before we head home.
I love the 7 principles. I now have a formula.
Ah. Love it. And would I call it a formula? I don't know, but that's your word. And I love that that lands for you. And for me, it's whatever we call it, guidelines, principles, a blueprint. I don't want it to be formulaic. It's not a formulaic, but if it's a formula for you, that's perfect. I know I have some idea of what I'm even supposed to be doing when I'm networking. Fantastic. Thank you, Dottie. One more, one aha, real quick. Yvonne.
Listen first.
I'm in the genre of just doing some flat out training today. I'm not modeling that very well. And even still, I'm trying to hear what you're hearing in this. I'm still listening, but not even remotely as much as I would if I were networking. It's so important. Strategy session is all about the listening, right? And when we translate that over to the speaking and teaching, we have to use the skills that we've learned in networking and strategy sessions, for instance, in order to be able to listen to an entire audience, for instance. We have to learn it close in first. All right, I want to share my screen one more time, just so that you'll know some of the resources that are there in front of you. Hopefully I click on the right thing. Yeah, here it is. So just a quick outline, and when you're going over to the practical applications, it'll have a title, but just know that that content might not be there. We bumped out a lot of calls just one down, but you'll find all the material there. It might not be completely in the call that I say it is, because we're going a little bit slower, but we're really going to some deep dive stuff. So here is a storyboard. You can find it in practical applications in Story Freedom Academy. And it was when I did a talk in Victoria, and a woman who was in the audience does these storyboards. Her name's at the bottom if you want to get in touch with her. And it was phenomenal. She didn't know me, and she knew that this was what my talk was, and she just drew a picture of it. The talk needs to be set so clearly outlined that people can follow the main points. And look what she's got right in the center. So here's the title with the benefits, right? Then there's my journey. I tell them a little bit about something about me, but something that makes me vulnerable, connected to them. That same connection, something that makes me credible. And see that? Credible, left university, body breaking, vulnerable. Over 25 years in the world of stories, so credible. So I give a title and I make 3 points. same points. Stories are everywhere. They're empowering, disempowering stories, and you can choose. Said so very clearly that people can't miss it. You can change your story. What's your next best next story step? And what I said was come to a strategy session or get anatomy. It's not rocket science. Let it be simple, right? And then we're not going to go through this, but we can go through this next time. But just know that this handout is there for you under call number three. And the material for call number three, we're going to do most of it in call number four. So again, we're running one call behind, but I'm still putting the handouts, you know, where they belong in order so you can find them. So those two handouts are already there. And again, once we've done the networking, we'll be able to understand how speaking works. For instance, number two, know your audience and purpose. I'll explain what Uncle Bob is hopefully next time. If I don't, just ask me questions about it. But you have to know your audience. It's not any different from networking in that sense. I have to know the person I'm talking to. Now I take that to the next level. I'm a little further away and I have to really know and understand the audience. And when I do that, like I say, I was so pleased. I had 7 minutes to speak. And according informally to the organizers who, you know, grabbed me aside and quietly pulled me aside, I haven't got the direct results yet because we were lead collecting in the room, meaning we were hoping to get people's email addresses. And they informally let me know that that went very, very, very well. And the structure of it is so very simple. And it comes out of those same principles that we just learned about networking, but now taken to the next level. It's not a person in front of us, it's an audience. And we have to learn how to hear what is important to them by all the data we've collected in networking with people one-on-one. All right, that's about as far as we can take this speaking today. Those are all the foundations for networking. And if you implement even one of those, like Dottie was saying, I used to be Miss Know-It-All. You change even one of those things. Do not underestimate the power of what you just saw in front of you. You change even one of those things, it can entirely change a company. So let's wrap up today's call with just a reminder. Oh my goodness, I almost forgot to tell you. One quick announcement and then a reminder and then some ahas and we're gonna go. So there was a call that I did last week and not all of you could make it. And I know some of you want to invite some friends who couldn't make it. So there's a call that I'm not even supposed to tell the world about. It's really only for new opt-ins in our on our list. We've had a whole bunch of new opt-ins. But if you guys want to come, it's my Stories That Sell talk. And I've asked Amy to make sure that you have the opt-in possibilities to give you access. And that's on August 8th at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. And also, Yvonne, would you remind me to ask Amy to make sure that if you wanted to bring a friend, that there's a way for you to give that link. All right. And I'm doing this also because some people weren't able necessarily to get the link in time or whatever for the last one. So I want to make sure you've got another chance to watch me giving a talk and in all the things that work in it, all the things that you'd rather change. It's like always on the cord, always learning, always taking it to the next level. So that's 10 a.m. Mountain Time on August the 8th. And our next call is that same day, I believe. So it's 2 weeks from now, August 8th at our regular time. No call next week. I am on the team at eWomen Network, and I'm going to be learning so much on the ground about holding space for people in a room as they're making decisions about how to navigate through a nearly 1,000-person conference and how to decide what their next step is. I'm going to be doing that for the third time next week. And hot off the press, we're going to be talking about speaking. We're going to be talking about sales, so perfect timing. I know way more than I did a week ago. Next week, I'm going to learn so much more. And I'll share everything that I can with you, all right? So super excited about seeing you. Again, we've got another week off. Please use that time to listen to any calls that you missed. Make use of that 30 hours of training. Connect with each other. Do some of these exercises. And actually, most importantly, have it work on the court. Go make a bunch of offers. We're going to be talking about speaking and then moving it into sales next time. So if in these 2 weeks you could make 10 offers, even if people throw tomatoes at you, don't worry about that, right? Fantastic. You'll learn so much more than if you hadn't had 10 people throwing tomatoes at you. So how many offers can you make in the next couple of weeks before we meet and lean in with a Facebook forum in the Facebook forum and get some support with that. And then you'll come in the highest possible way to hear the most. And as always, please post your questions. The more questions you post, the more relevant I can make it to you and your company. So I think that's it for the last of the announcements. Make sure you register for Story Freedom right away. If you want to bring a friend, let Amy or Emily know, and they'll get you hooked up with the means to do that. So one aha, one inspired action before we go, so we know that we have learned something, we're taking it out into the world. Yvonne, you're up first.
Use their top of mind problems and use them as questions.
Yes, right from the beginning of the call. Fantastic, thank you. Mm-hmm. And your inspired action?
I've got quite a few follow-ups to do, kind of with my team hat related. So getting connected with Dottie as a buddy and some other things that I need to do in that department.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Thank you. And when you think about that action, sometimes there's an action that's right in front of you. Fantastic. And is there an action that you can take? So I'm just going to push this a little bit further today, related to what we just did, that will further your business. Right? So I don't always specify that, because you're always just taking actions. But Yvonne's comment reminded me about that, because she says some stuff she's got to do. But what can you do from this that will move the needle? So Dottie, go ahead. What's just a single sentence? What's your aha, and what's your inspired action? And make sure you unmute. Here, I'll unmute you. You're good to go.
I had so many ahas, I can't think of them all.
Just one. Really quick, first one that comes to mind.
The connection. Just be in connection.
Yes.
And the principles.
Yes.
And my action is that I'm going to type those on a card, and I'm really going to try to do those, because I talk too much.
Fantastic. Beautiful. Yes. Simple, clear. What have you done with the Dottie of a couple weeks ago? Freaking awesome. Great work already. Thank you. Marie, you're up.
Just a reminder to be very genuinely curious about the people that are in the room with me, and be more interested in them than I am about getting my own stuff out there.
Thank you. Yes, it's so much more fun that way. It's like very, it's like children. It's childlike, I would say. It's great. What's your inspired action?
I'm in the process of creating a couple of flyers for some writing workshop stuff, and I'm going to play with the top of mind questions and incorporate those into the flyer.
Fantastic. Thank you. Love it. Donna, if you're there, you're up. I can't see you. Looks like she might have stepped away. Okay, Mary Kay, you're up.
Well, I think what I got out of it is I think I can somehow I seem to I'm going to explore this. Somehow I seem to create a gap in this, which you're several, the anyway, creating a gap more by feel than by words. And I'm going to explore translating that into words.
Love that. Yes. Nicely done. And what's your inspired action?
I'm going to add a little bit more enjoyment to getting ready to picking up my new horse tomorrow.
Love it. Thank you. Cindy, you're up.
The thinking about the top of the mind problem and posing it as a question, that's very helpful for me.
Fantastic.
And my inspired action is to get the next step of my online process put together in the next 1 to 2 days.
Fantastic. Yes. Beautiful. Grace, are you able to speak? Going once, going twice.
Posting in the chat box.
What's that? Oh, she's posting there. Okay. Be open to receiving. Tap into big self. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a fantastic week. Donna, if you missed being able to speak here, just as you did, didn't see you there, just go ahead and post on the Facebook forum. All of you, remember, you've got that wonderful resource to stay connected with each other. Have a great week. Have a great couple weeks. I'll see you in a couple weeks, everybody. Bye-bye for now.